And live, welcome into Top Spur TV. This is the Rapido pre-show. I'm Douglas Bruce, along with my co-host and wingman extraordinaire, Big Mike Fisher. And a little different this week, Mike. I'm in the Philippines, but you're coming to us live from Thailand. How you doing, buddy?
Doing good. Good old Pattaya, Thailand. Yeah, here for a few days.
All right. Mike is on a little bit of a vacation, but we dialed him in anyway this morning. We got him here live. We're going to be talking about today. We're going to be talking about just cockfighting in general and a little bit about Thailand and how they cockfight there. Cockfighting is very popular there. Not I don't think quite as popular as it is here in the Philippines, but is still a And it's done very differently. It's done very differently there than it is here. A little different sport. Some pictures Des putting up there, but we'll get to those in a minute. This is the Rapido pre-show. I want to mention real quick, rapidorooster.com. You can order there. Rapido, it is the greatest game fowl supplement on the planet. If you don't believe me, just ask anyone who is using it. Also want to mention topspur.tv, the website. We are available to all of our videos and stuff are over there. The show, the live show is actually there. The gold membership is $5 a month. The diamond membership is a premium level, $60 a year. And with that, you're going to be able to access the video of the month. And we're going to be showing our premium videos there. Also got the audio podcast that will be coming soon to over there. We're working on some features like being able to post and chat and post pictures. Those are in the works. We've been testing them. Had a little bit of problems with a couple of things, but we'll be getting it together here shortly. Working out the bugs like always, Mike. With anything you go to do, you know you got to do it. You got to do it three times anyway. You know that it takes about three times to get anything up and running like it should be. Also, want to mention we're having a March book sale. History of the Game Fowl and Perfect Point, the original book, and History of the Game Fowl are both on sale right now at the website for $75 each. A lot of people remember that History of the Game Fowl is $125. The price has come down $50. We're just doing a special sale right now to move some of the inventory. And then, of course, the original Perfect Point, I think it started out in the beginning. It was $150 and then sold for over $100 for the last several years. Now you can get it available during this sale in March. Don't know how long the sale is going to last, but it's available right now. Perfect Point or History of the Game Fowl, my latest book, available for $75 each. But Big Mike, what's going on in Thailand, buddy? What are you? I know you went over there last year. You go over there on vacation.
The visa is good for 1 year, and I have to leave the country on that type of visa. So, you know, Thailand's a good place to come. I like this place. It's different than the Philippines in certain aspects, but I still say the Philippines is the best. You know, that's even what I tell. Like, we've met foreigners here, and I ask them why here, or you know, why not somewhere else? Because the Philippines, believe it or not, is still so convenient because I didn't have to learn another language. Whereas here,
that's the biggest thing.
Yeah, to me here, it's tough. Like, I couldn't imagine trying to, you know, buy a house here or, you know, even rent something and have the language barriers. It's tough here.
Yeah. I think we're kind of spoiled here in the Philippines when it comes to the language barrier. You know,
yes,
because everybody speaks a little. I mean, you know. Everybody speaks a little. I have found that the older people in the province probably speak the least amount of, but they understand. That's the funny thing is they they can read English and they can understand English. They just don't have the confidence to speak it.
Sure.
But I don't know how many, even Cebu here, you know, in Cavite and Manila, I don't know how many 5-year-old kids have come up to me in McDonald's and say, "Hey, bro, how are you?" You know, I'm like, where did you learn to speak English? SpongeBob, you know. Seems like the younger they are.
And here we don't, that's another thing here. You don't have that. Like in the Philippines, you know, if you walk out to your street right now and say, "I need some help," you're going to get it.
Yeah.
On the spot. Yeah. I mean, so they'll help you. Whereas here, you would have to find somebody and it's just a different culture towards foreigners.
Yeah.
You know, here they view foreigners in a little bit different way than they do in the Philippines. In the Philippines, we're truly accepted into their communities. You know, yeah. I mean, we just fit, you know, if you're a good guy, you fit in and life is good and no problems. Whereas here, they don't fit in the community. They have to link up with, like me and you, we don't go out and search out foreigners to hang out with.
No.
You know, here, that's what they do because nobody else will hang out with them.
Yeah.
You know, the girls will hang out on a pay to play type of thing usually.
Pay-per-view, yeah.
But as far as like how we are over there in the Philippines, it's still, you know, people still have this thing where they say it's all about the money. However, I don't see it so much in the Philippines as a necessity, you know, because we know guys that go there with small pensions. And they live fine and everything's good. Whereas here, it just seems you're not accepted in the same way that we are there.
Well, you know, and kind of what you said there about, you know, it's being about the money. Where is it not about the money?
Yeah, I mean, true.
In the States, you know, we may make you smile and feel a little better about it. You know, we may not be as obvious about it, but it's still all about the money.
That's, you know, right. So. Yeah, I try to explain that sometimes, you know, when people talk about certain things, like, well, in the States, you know, it's pay to play too, you know, one way, shape, or form. Yeah. But I just think the overall ability to live the way we do in the Philippines with the ease that we're able to do it is much more convenient. The quality in the Thailand are better. I would say that the quality of products are better here, which is, you know, just simply because of who imports what.
Yeah.
You know, in Thailand, they're a bit more strict. They're like the United States as far as their imports. So they're made in China products here hold up pretty good, whereas in the Philippines, the standards are not as high on the imported products.
Well, one thing I found that about products and stuff. When I first got here, I couldn't find nothing. And everything I did find was cheap plastic junk. But after you've been here for a while, and then especially when I moved over closer to Manila, you can get anything here. You're just going to have to order it and wait for it. But you can get, you know, I've ordered stuff off Amazon. I've ordered stuff off, you know, and you can get it other places. And there's a lot of places in Manila that will actually sell it. You just got to find those places to get that better quality. And as far as what you said about, you know, when needing help or whatever, this popped into my head when you were talking about it. I just moved. That's why we didn't do a show last week. We moved and we didn't have Wi-Fi and all of that. And if, you know, in the middle of moving, you know, my dad used to always say, if you want to see how strong your marriage is, move a couple of times, you know, that'll tell you, if you don't get divorced while you're moving, you know, you're not going to get divorced. We went to a new grocery store, a new place we hadn't been before, real nice grocery store, a lot of imported stuff there that you can get. And when I was coming out, of course, I don't know if everybody in the audience knows that I'm handicapped and walk with a cane and all that. But I don't get around so well anymore. And I was pushing the cart out, and this happens to me all the time. I'm coming through the thing, and the driver pulls up to pick me up, me and April up, and the guard actually comes out, helps me with the cart, and puts the groceries in the back of the SUV, and then takes the cart back in for me. The guard did. And, you know, you would expect that of a, you know, bag boy or, you know, a grocery worker, but the actual guard did. And they do that all the time. They do that all the time here. People see me struggling with anything, whether it's a young person, you know, I mean, you, some 20-year-old kid will stop and help you, you know, if they see you, you know, they offer to carry stuff for me and stuff, you know.
That's the same thing. We were talking to some people that we met. They're from Israel, and we were just explaining, because they recently retired to here, and I was explaining the differences. And that's the number one thing for me is the convenience, you know, and just the people being able to, the way they accept us. That's what I said. I was like, here, I don't feel like we're accepted in the community. Whereas in the Philippines, wherever we move, if you're a good guy.
Yeah. Yeah. You'll be like a rock star. You know, they'll treat you really good. Well, Big Mike, it is time to play a Rapido Rooster Rapid Fire Q&A. Let's get started. All right, here we go. The rapid fire Q&A brought to you by Rapido. What is the best blue bloodline you've ever saw, Big Mike? What's the best blue bloodline you've ever seen?
You know, one that I made. Them jokers, mm-hmm. I still got them. They're good. Everybody likes them. They win. They fight scared. But I use the one of those Duke Halsey gray roosters into that imported gold blood, and it threw all those blues. At first, they didn't sort of look like that, but as I inbred them over the years, man. So it's mine.
I remember those. I remember seeing those when you were putting them together, and I guess. I've seen some pretty good blue stuff over the years. Ratliff was best friends, longtime lifelong friends with Sonny Hancock. Sonny Hancock had some really good blues that he'd put together. Mike told me that they were nine different blue bloodlines, and they would come occasionally gray blue, but blue red, solid blues, whites. Whites to blacks, you know, came in all the blue colors. They were really good. Mike dominated at Jal, New Mexico in the 19, from about seven seasons there, from about 1950 to about 1957 in Jal, New Mexico pit. He was there at that pit and he won 57 derbies in seven seasons there. And everyone always assumed he was fighting the generals. He was actually partnered with Sonny Hancock and fighting a lot of Sonny Hancock's blue blood, which he eventually put into the generals many years later. And that's why you got generals coming blue now. I've had people ask about that. You know, did I ever get a blue one? Well, you did after 1983, you started getting occasional blue ones. He bred it in and then tried to breed it out and bred it all the way back to 1/100th and 1/256. So it's just a speck amount, but they continued to come. They continued to throw blues. But the Daniel Boone, the Boone blood was really good too, which Sonny Hancock's blood contained that as well. And then Mike's Picture Cock, which was a gray blue. That was the Hancock blood as well that Mike did real well. Next question. If you could only use one dewormer, what would it be? If you could only pick one dewormer, whether it's traditional, comes from a big pharma or something that you concoct up in the basement yourself, what dewormer would you use if you had to use one dewormer year round?
Wormall.
Wormall?
I'm liking the Wormall lately. Yeah, that's what I've been using.
Okay. Finbendazol does really well. That's like Bastonero Plus. That's a Finbendazol. Safeguard is Finbendazol or Albendazol. What is that? Vermex Forte. We use that. You and I both use that. That's a really good multi-type. Of course, you know, if I couldn't get any of that, I would be using kerosene. The white kerosene, because it works.
If I could get good quality kerosene, I just know here it sits too long because they don't use it much anymore. Yeah.
I quit using it because I couldn't get it. I couldn't get the, you know, if you're in the States, you can get it at Walmart's or Lowe's it's a lot cheaper than buying dewormer because it's, you know, it's one, you know, I mean, I think I figured it up one time. 1 gallon of kerosene will do like 13,000 doses of roosters, you know? So 1 gallon of kerosene, whereas a box of dewormer is going to cost you about, you know, in the States, it cost you $50 for a box of dewormer for 100 pills. So it's a much cheaper and very effective and gets everything. It's one of the few things that actually gets everything. Last question. Will you ever sell chickens at Expo again? You and I have sold chickens together at Expo. I know you've sold chickens in the past. A couple of years there, we went to Expo together. And it's a great experience, but it's also a lot of work, very time consuming. And, you know,
if you ask me, I say no. But if you ask my wife says yes, because if there's an Expo, I better get out there and sell some damn chickens.
Yeah.
Because I was just talking about this yesterday to these people we met, you know, and I was like, you know, I said, I used to do that a lot. And I said, I think after the pandemic and, you know, being 53 now just has something to do with it. I don't feel motivated to get up on those wheels again and tackle that aspect of this business, you know, selling, interacting with people when in a business transaction. And I don't know that I got moody. I mean, that's part of it. I mean, I was moody anyway, but I think I just, you know, if I don't have to do that, I won't. I wouldn't.
It's hard. And when you back up and look at it, you know, it's a concentrated time of selling and it's intense and it's hectic. Yeah. But I don't know that you make any more money than if you just sell off your farm year round.
Yeah, I agree.
The difference is you get one big fat payday once a year versus it trickling in every month. Yeah. And, you know, if you only sell by appointment or whatever on your farm and you're not letting a lot of people come and buy chickens, then you push everybody to come to the expo to buy chickens from you, whether it be the National Expo in Cebu or you know something like the World Gamefowl Expo here in Manila. It's you know it's intense. It's a lot of work. You know,
It's hard to explain to people. Because you're basically bringing all these chickens on at a certain time, you know, at different ages and having them, you know, in perfect condition. And then have them ready. You know, you're talking about hundreds of roosters and have them all, you know, you I was going around checking them, you know, every day, you know, making sure, you know. Yeah, that's, and then the actual setup, then the 3 or 4 days of just nonstop, you know, roosters, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
It's tough on you.
I remember, of course, the people across from you get pissed off if they're not selling anything. You remember the people that remember that the first expo we did together, they we had a crowd there, man, and I don't know if it's just because we were the only white guys in the place or what it was, you know, selling chickens, but we had a massive crowd and was sparring chickens right there in the hallway, and the booths around us were not too appreciative of the fact that we, you know, we were blocking them with all the crowd, but it wasn't really like it was us doing it. It was just the way it worked out.
It was competitive, you know.
Yep. Anyway, well, guys, that's it for the pre-show. We're going to go over to Top's Fur. Follow us over there. It's www.topsfur.tv. If you're not a member, sign up. Won't take you just a minute. You can watch the rest of the show over there with us. The book, History of the Gamefowl, my new book that's out, is now available. March Madness sale here for $75. Also, Perfect Point, the original, you can get it for $75 as well. Pick those up. I can promise you, they'll never be cheaper than this right here. This will be the cheapest that you'll ever see them. So, guys, we appreciate you. We love you. We will see you over at Top's Fur. Follow us over there.
If success is your goal, then listen to those who have achieved it in all phases of gamefowl. Chicks, maintenance, breeding, and even the arena. No other gamefowl supplement can do what Rapido can. Multi-time world champion and international gamefowl legend Jenjen Narayata gives you his secret for success.
Rapido equals success.
Rapido Rooster. Rapid Fire Rooster Supplement. Order now at RapidRooster.com.